podcast, The Banana Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to dive into. We're talking about the secret YouTube thumbnail best practices for 2026. Absolutely, I'm really excited about this. Thumbnails seem like such a small detail, but they actually make or break a video. What's the biggest takeaway for creators today? Great question. The biggest takeaway is that you can spend hours perfecting your video, but if your thumbnail doesn't grab attention, no one's clicking. It's like pouring all your energy into a car without a steering wheel. Wow, that's a vivid image. So, if I'm understanding correctly, the thumbnail is basically the cover photo for your video, right? Exactly. It's that tiny image that does all the heavy lifting. When you upload a video, YouTube gives you two options: an auto-generated thumbnail or a custom one you create. And I assume the custom one is the way to go? 100%. I mean, auto-generated thumbnails often look blurry or just plain awkward. You want that sharp, exciting image that tells a story. But what about people who feel overwhelmed by design software? I know a lot of creators worry about their graphic skills. You're not alone in that. In fact, 68% of new creators say they struggle with graphic design. But here's the good news. You don't need advanced skills. Just follow some basic layout rules. I've seen channels turn things around dramatically with just a solid thumbnail strategy. Jordan, that's super encouraging. Can you share an example? Absolutely. One channel I worked with gained over 12,000 subscribers in just 12 months by improving their thumbnails. They saw a 500% growth rate. Wow, that's impressive. So what are some best practices for creating these eye-catching thumbnails? First off, aim for a resolution of 1280 by 720 pixels. Keep your file size under 2 megabytes and save it as a JPG or PNG. Got it. And what about colors and text? You need to use bright, high-contrast colors that pop. And when it comes to text, keep it short, 3 to 4 words max for mobile readability. Think of it like a billboard you're speeding past. That makes sense. I've seen thumbnails with way too much text, and it's hard to read on a small screen. Exactly. That's a common mistake. Cluttered images can lower click-through rates by up to 23%. It's all about having a single focal point. And what about the human element? I know faces are often a big part of thumbnails. You're spot on. Our brains are wired to notice human faces. Thumbnails with expressive faces can boost click-through rates by 20 to 30%. It's a powerful tool. That's a great tip. So how do you ensure your thumbnail stands out, especially with so many users on mobile devices now? Alex, you've got to think about the postage stamp test. Shrink your image down to see if it's still recognizable. If it's not, you need to redesign it. Brilliant. So how does A/B testing fit into all of this? A/B testing is essential. YouTube Studio now has a feature that lets you test 2 or 3 thumbnail versions simultaneously. Running those tests can improve your click-through rates significantly. Interesting, but I imagine you have to keep it simple, right? Exactly. Don't change too many elements at once. Just switch up one aspect, like the background color. This way you can see what works. So if you find a winning combination, you can really scale that.
For sure.
The YouTube algorithm relies heavily on these testing results. If you're not testing, you're definitely leaving views on the table. And what about using AI tools for thumbnails? I know that's a hot topic. Yes, AI thumbnail generators have become popular. They save time but can lead to saturation fatigue if everyone's using the same styles. The key is a hybrid approach. Let AI handle the basics and then add your unique touch. That sounds smart. So what should creators remember when they're designing their thumbnails? Alex, keep it authentic, high contrast, and make sure it accurately represents your video. Thumbnails that are misleading can lead to serious consequences on YouTube, like strikes against your channel. That's definitely something to keep in mind. For sure. And remember to always check your thumbnails against both dark and light backgrounds, since many users prefer dark mode these days. Wow, we've covered a lot today. We have. Just remember, put in the work, keep things simple, and let the data guide your decisions. So to summarize, use high-quality images, keep text readable, test different thumbnails, and always ensure they align with your content. Exactly. Thanks for joining us today on this thumbnail journey. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.